In order to build the Mishkan, it was necessary to collect a lot of different kinds of materials. Obviously, different kinds of metals, different kinds of cloth, all needed to be collected in different dyes in order to produce the beautiful Mishkan that was produced. But within the world of metals, the Torah tells us, "V'zos ha'truma shartikhu me'itam, zahav v'chesef u'nechoshes." Three particular metals are singled out: gold, silver, and copper. Now, in general, in Shas, we have a rule, Ein anius b'makom ashirus. Now, when it comes to the Mikdash, we spare no expense. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of Donald Trump's apartments, but everything is made out of gold. It is the most ostentatious thing you could possibly imagine. Everything looks like gold. Now, if we were to assume Ein anius b'makom ashirus, we spare no expense when it comes to the Mishkan or to the Mikdash, and we should try to upgrade everything to the highest and most expensive level. Why is it that there are certain things that have to be made out of kesef and nechoshes? What's wrong with saying everything should be made out of gold, at least as an ideal? If we assume Ein anius b'makom ashirus, why not make everything out of gold, or at least try to, plan to? Furthermore, the Medrash writes, Zahav ze Avraham shenivchan b'kivshan ha'esh kezahav. Zahav is a reference to Avraham Avinu, who went through a kivshan ha'esh, much like gold has to be burned through a furnace in order to be purified. Kesef ze Yitzchak, shenitzraf kekesef al gabei hamizbeach. Kesef refers to Yitzchak, who is placed on top of a mizbeach, much like silver is shaped on top of a table. Nechoshes ze Yaakov, and Nechoshes is a reference to Yaakov, shenemar, but over here the Medrash veers a little bit, Nechashti ve'ivrcheni Hashem beglalech. Because Lavan Arami said to Yaakov, after all those years, you know, I did nichush. Nichush means some type of sorcery, some type of magic, and I figured out that Hashem blessed me because of you. It's interesting, the first two comparisons, Avram is compared to gold because of a similar experience that he went through to what gold goes through. Yitzchak to silver, also because of a similar experience. Yaakov to Nechoshes, because of something that Lavan, of all people, said about Yaakov. And Nichashti, the word is about Nichush, it's not about Nechoshes at all. Furthermore, how could Yaakov, the Bechir HaAvos, be associated with the cheapest metal? Meaning, if anything, if I would have had to line up each of the Avos with a metal, I probably would have put Yaakov with the gold. Yaakov had Mitaso Shlema. Yaakov is considered to be the Midah of Tiferes. He's supposed to be the Bechir HaAvos. Why is he the cheapest metal? And what is the pasuk of love and telling Yaakov Nechashi have anything to do with Yaakov's value as Nechoshes? Very difficult medrash to understand. So in order to explain this, I want to use an idea that Rav Schwab has in his Sefer, Mein Beis HaShoeva, but I'm going to alter it slightly. So if there's anything about it that you find unacceptable or unlikely, it's probably something that I added. You can take a look at Mein Beis HaShoeva and you'll find how Rav Schwab so beautifully lays out these ideas. But just to let you know, there's some minor additions for myself as well. Gold naturally shines for everybody to see. Everybody appreciates the value of gold. That's why, perhaps, Avram Avinu is compared to gold. Avram Avinu was widely recognized the world over as a great person, to the extent that Kol Malchei Mizrach Umarav Mashkim Lepischo, all the other kings in the world honored him. They wanted to make him the melech over them all. And that was accomplished through a very public event. He began his career as someone who was known worldwide, as someone special, by being thrown into a Kivshan Ha'esh and surviving it. By going through that experience, that's not something that could happen without people hearing about it. And this idea matches Avram's Midah of Chesed. The Baal Chesed is appreciated by everybody. It doesn't take a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, to appreciate a Baal Chesed. As any simple person, Jew or non-Jew, can appreciate a Baal Chesed. You see that the person is refined, that the person is willing to do for others. You see that the person is willing to go out of their way for other people. You don't have to be religious or even Jewish to appreciate the qualities of a Baal Chesed. Avram shines like gold for everybody to see. His moment that's identified by the Medrash was a very public event of the Kivshan Ha'esh, which also is associated very much with gold. Now, according to many Rishonim, that's why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Chesed. It's not something that's unique to Jews. It's something that everyone is going to appreciate, and everyone does ideally. People have a sense of morality, and they try to do chesed. We can't say Asher Kedishanu about something that's universally accepted and universally appreciated, like chesed is. That's why we don't make a bracha on chesed, according to some. So that's the midah of Avram Avinu. So why is Avram compared to gold? Because gold represents that which is clearly recognized and appreciated by everybody. And Avraham was clearly famous, recognized, appreciated by everybody. And the reason that he was that his midah most aligns with that which is so easily appreciated. Next level, silver needs to be polished in order to recognize its beauty and its shine. At first, a silver plated item looks every bit as nice. I remember right after we got married, I opened up a gift and said, "Oh, this is such a beautiful piece of silver." And my wife looked at me and said, "That's not silver, that's silver plated." I was so impressed that the people who bought it, I didn't think they were people of means. But to me, it looks so shiny, it looks so beautiful. But ultimately, after a few weeks, I would have figured it out on my own. The real intrinsic value is recognized to exist in the silver. Yitzchak is not immediately distinguishable as a tzaddik. You don't look at him and immediately see that. He walks with Eliezer and Yishmael shoulder to shoulder toward the Akedah. They're all walking together. Eliezer is also Dole Umashka Mitoris Rabbo. Eliezer is also Moshe B'Kol Asher Lo. He's also someone special. Yishmael by that time had done tshuva, and he was enough of a tzaddik that he had Tanoim and Kohanei Gedolim named for him. But then they get close to the mountain, and only one of them sees the cloud, and it's Yitzchak. The shine of Yitzchak's silver becomes apparent right then. The others are silver-plated. They have goodness, but the goodness is not at their essence. It's a plating. Yitzchak is pure silver in his very essence. When Chazal say, Shavulach and Poem Achamar, Am Hadome L'Chamar, aren't they being a little harsh to refer to Eliezer as Am Hadome L'Chamar? So Schwab explains that no, the Peter Chamor has holiness. Chamor is something that has Kedusha. It requires Pidyon. But the very fact that it's subject to Pidyon suggests that it doesn't have Kedusha Saguf. There's no intrinsic holiness. Yitzchak, on the other hand, is Kadosh B'Kedusha Saguf. He represents silver, that which has the value through and through. And this idea is reflected in Yitzchak's Midah of Gevura. It's a trait that's not immediately recognizable. But the more you know a Gibor, when you first meet a Gibor, you don't see anything special. The more you know him, the more you pay attention to his actions, the more you realize his Mesiris Nefesh, the more you realize what he gives up to be who he is and to make the decisions that he does, the more you appreciate his uniqueness. He lives privately, he's not out on display. But for those who take notice, he's someone special. That's why Yitzchak's Kavur is expressed in terms of the Akedah. Nobody was there at the Akedah. Unbelievable. Right? That's what the Rishonim discussed. How could it be that the purpose of the Akedah is to let the world know about this great act that if no one was even there, there was no one present to see it. It was Avram and it was Yitzchak and it was nobody else. Who was there to see it? But that was Yitzchak's shining moment. His shining moment was not a moment where everyone was there to see. It was a private moment. And it was Gevura Shein Kamohu. That's the Midah of Yitzchak. And that's reflected by the metal silver. On the third level, we have copper. Now, copper at the surface seems like a very simple and dull metal, and it doesn't really seem to have much of a shine whatsoever. Only after you polish it very intensely does the copper really begin to shine. And ultimately, once it's polished carefully, it could resemble gold. But you usually don't bother getting to that point, because it's too difficult. Yaakov wasn't recognized by the world as something great. His life was full of tzaros. Nistumu einein shel Yisrael mitzaras hashibud. When Lavan sees Yaakov's incredible success from up close, his immediate reaction is not to attribute the success to Yaakov Avinu, but to attribute it to blind luck, to mazel. It's not zechuyos, it's nothing about him. It's mazel. It took Lavan being menachesh. Nichashti, Lavan has to say. I had to do nichush in order to figure out that, yes, v'yivarcheni Hashem b'glaleich. I had no idea where the bracha was coming from. I didn't think it was from you. Nichashti, and then I figured out that it was from you. And this idea matches Yaakov's midah of emes. The truth, emes, is never appreciated at first. We lie to ourselves because it's difficult to take an honest look at ourselves. We don't realize the value of truth, except in the long term. Truth is so difficult, it's so hard to bear sometimes, that we run away from truth. I once had a Talmud whose parent called me, asking me, just please, Rebbe, do me a favor, change my son's grade from a 78 to a 92. And 78, it's bad for his confidence. Change it to a 92. I said, look, you know, that's what he earned. He's a nice boy, and he I know he tried, but that's the grade. You know, it was already bechesed with the 78. You know, you asked me for two more points to make it an 80, mela, but you asked me to make it a 92? That's crazy. So the father said to me, no, you have to understand. The boy's not so bright, and I know my son's not so bright, but we always told him that he was brilliant, and we want him to continue to believe that he's really brilliant. So please, don't ruin the scam. Meaning, if you don't give him that 92, he's going to start to catch on. He's going to start to realize that he's not brilliant. So let me ask you something. Who's doing him the better service at the end of the day? The person who tells him what he wants to hear, that he's brilliant? Or the person who tells him the truth and lets him realize what is Kochosar and work within them? Yaakov Avinu is the Ish Emes. He tells his children exactly what their strengths and their weaknesses are. And that's the greatest service he could do for them. That's Emes. You think it was easy for Shimon and Levi to hear as their father was dying, Arur Apam? You think it was easy for Reuven to hear his bracha when Yaakov was on his deathbed? It wasn't easy for them to hear it, but it was the truth. And that's what Yaakov represents. And it was the greatest service he could do to them, because he was telling them, look, these are your kochos, this is what you're like, this is what you do, these are the strengths that are going to lead you in this direction or the other. And it was guidance for the rest of their lives, and for their children's lives, and for the rest of the history of Klal Yisrael. That's what Yaakov's brachos were all about. It was long-term success. It was very hard, but very hard to take at the beginning. So apparently, based on this, we can answer all the questions we began with. All three medals are needed in the Mishkan, because all three medals represent the three midos that are necessary for the survival of Klal Yisrael. And the medals are not being ranked based on their value, but based on their specific qualities. Avram relates to gold, Yitzchak to silver, and Yaakov to Nechoshes, not because Yaakov is less valuable than the other Avos, but because his Midah is one that reflects qualities of Nechoshes. Why is Yaakov associated with the phrase of Lavan, Nichashti v'yivarchini Hashem b'glaleich? Because that again represents Lavan's understanding that I didn't even see that you were great. I didn't even understand that the brachos came from you. And that's the message for us. We need to excel in chesed, whose beauty is evident to all. And that's non-negotiable. A mishkan can't exist without the chesed, without the gold. We need to excel in a firm commitment, in gevura, which over time also can be appreciated by other people, but it takes a little bit more attention. And a mishkan can't exist, a Klal Yisrael with Ashras Hashchina can't exist, unless there are giborim within Klal Yisrael. And finally, from the Bechir HaAvos, we learn that we need to excel in MS. And MS may never be popular. We may go to the grave with people not happy that they heard the MS from us, with people not satisfied with the fact that we weren't always telling them what they wanted to hear, that we were willing to be truthful, and most of all, truthful to ourselves. How often are we not emistic even with ourselves? But in the long run, the Ish Emes is going to be someone who's going to succeed. In the long run, Klal Yisrael only exists when there's Emes. Klal Yisrael only exists when there's Nechoshes in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Hashras HaShchina only exists within Klal Yisrael when we're willing to be emistic with ourselves. Chosomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chasima, his seal, his signet, the Gemara says, is Emes. So obviously it stands to reason that if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to feel comfortable in our Mishkan, we need to have that which reflects Emes as well.